We're going to begin reading in verse number 10, the peace of God. The peace of God. And I want to show you tonight that if you're going to get the peace of God, and I'm going to get the peace of God, I'm not talking about a piece of God. I'm not talking about getting a piece of Him, like a piece of pie. I'm talking about the peace that passes all understanding. You'll only get it if you want it. He don't just give you peace. We have to get to a place in our life and want that peace that God gives. The peace of God. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 10. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. Once we get done tonight, we will circle around the building and we'll pray for the prayer request that's been lifted up tonight and go from there. The Bible says tonight in 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 10, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it." Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. I thank you for a body of believers tonight that we come out and we worship you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, tonight, my prayer is that I get peace in my life. Father, I pray that I allow your peace to continue in my life. Father, I understand tonight that a man can be saved, a woman can be saved, and not have a bit of peace. Not have a bit of peace in their life. Father, I know that tonight. And I ask tonight that you show us in your word how we can have peace tonight in you tonight. Lord, tonight we're in a world full of chaos and confusion. Lord God, even the churches are in chaos and confusion. Lord, sometimes around here we get in chaos and confusion. Oh, but tonight I know this, there's no chaos in you. There's no confusion in you. You're not the author of confusion. Father, you are who you are tonight. And Lord God, when it starts getting chaotic and it starts getting confused this time of year, and we say we don't know what to do or where to go, there's something we can do and there's someone we can go to. And you are the one tonight. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I beg you to guard this message tonight. Guard the ears of the hearer. Guard my throat. Guard my thoughts. For the next few moments, I pray you be elevated. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, all of God's people said. Amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight. I want to do this tonight. If you'll just hang with me tonight, there are going to be a lot of verses tonight. Because if you're going to get peace, it ain't no magical pill. Peace ain't a magical pill that you take and it's prescribed and you take it and then you have peace and you feel good and everything goes away and everything good. That's not peace tonight. You don't have peace like that tonight. You say, well, preacher, how do I get peace tonight? How do I get that in my life tonight? You'll get that peace tonight through the Word of God tonight and that relationship with God Almighty. The peace of God is what mankind is looking for. No matter what a person is going through, they won't peace. Tonight in Luke chapter number 2 in verse number 14, do you remember when the angels come and they said, I want you to know, they told the shepherd boys, they said, I tell you what, you're going to find him. He's going to be wrapped in swaddling clothes. Who? Jesus. He'll be lying in a manger. They're going to call his name Jesus. And in Luke 2:14, the Bible says that them angels said this, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace. Goodwill toward men. So tonight, when them angels, they seen Jesus and they said, glory to God in the highest. What do we glory God in the highest? In Jesus Christ. And on earth, peace. What brought peace? Jesus brings peace and he brings goodwill toward men. But tonight, as we read in Peter tonight, how to have the peace of God? How do we have that peace of God tonight? And I want to show you some things tonight to have the peace of God. But before I get there tonight, I want to read something to you that I wrote down. It's up to you and it's up to me to have the peace of God. It's up to you and it's up to me to have the peace of God. Tonight, you can be born again. You can be a child of God. You can come to church. You can read your Bible. And you can do some things tonight. But let me tell you this tonight. The peace of God is up to you and the peace of God is up to me when things come my way. It's up to me. You say, how do you know that, preacher? You're saved in here tonight. You're saved if you're saved tonight. You go through areas of your life, there's no peace. There's no peace. There's nothing on the inside that's giving peace. You're praying, you're studying, you're reading, and there is no peace. But there's some things that I got to do in my life to keep peace. Hey, tonight, there's one thing that I got to do tonight in my life, and I see it tonight in verse number 10. And the first thing is this, and the word that we're going to key up on is this, let him. All the way through here, Peter says in verse number 10, for he that will love life. Do you love life tonight? Boy, I sure do. I love life. I love to live. I love living. I love to have a good time. Hey, I love to just have a good old time. But he said, for he that will love life and see good days. Do you know right now you're living in the best days of your life? You say, preacher, I don't know about that. You can't say that. We're living under the grace period. Hey, this is good as it gets. This is the good life that we're living right now. I understand heaven's going to be better. Hey, but we got to live this life before we go to heaven. So we got to know how to have a good life and to live some good days. So tonight he says this. I don't know about you tonight, but I just want this in my life. And he says, for he that will love life and see good days, here it is, the first thing. Let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. So tonight, number one, if we're going to have the peace of God in our life, we're going to have to refrain our tongue. Or that'll be this, that'll be hold our tongue back. Tonight, I want to give you this three areas, and I said I'm going to be all over the place, but when I seen it, said, refrain his tongue. Have you ever heard somebody say, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind, and I don't care what they think? Friends, tonight, if you give somebody a piece of your mind, and you don't care what they think, then you may not never have that relationship with that individual again. And you never know when you blow off and blow your mind and what you want to do and you think, well, I got to have the last word and I need the peace in my life. To give that last word may run that individual away from you. It may run that individual out of your life and then you never get to share what really needs to be shared, which is the gospel tonight. He said that we're going to have to refrain our tongue. Number one tonight as a church and as a pastor tonight, number one tonight I want to give you this, to refrain my tongue or to hold back, I must avoid complaining. I must not be a complainer. And tonight to have that peace of God, I cannot be a complainer. Nobody likes to listen to a complainer, do they? You know one thing we don't have at this church? We don't have a complaint department. You ever thought about that? We don't have a complaint department. In the Old Testament, they didn't have one neither. I want you to turn with me to Numbers chapter 11 and verse number 1 tonight. I've thought about this all week long and studying it and just seeking in God's Word. Turn with me tonight to Numbers chapter 11 and verse number 1 tonight, if you will. Numbers chapter 11 and verse number 1 tonight. And here's what I'm talking about tonight when I say to refrain our tongue or to hold back and to avoid complaining. This time of year, it's very easy to complain. It's very easy to complain when we don't have what we think we should have and we don't get what we need. But the Bible says tonight in Numbers 11, 1, and when the people complain, that's what the Bible says, and when the people complain, what did it do? Did it do them any good? It didn't do them a bit of good. And when the people complain, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it. Do you know tonight when you complain and I complain tonight, the Lord hears it. Hey, you complain about, I do, about all kinds of things. But look what he says tonight. And when the people complain, it displeased the Lord. And the Lord heard it, and his anger was kindled. And the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed them that they were in the uttermost parts of the camp. Tonight I see that I must refrain my tongue from complaining if I'm going to have the peace of God. But also tonight, as we look back into the text, he said, let him refrain his tongue. One, from avoid complaining, to get away from, to stay away from it tonight. Avoid complaining or complaining people. You get around complaining people, you're going to be a complainer. You stay around somebody complains and it's always false, it's always negative, and it's never good enough. It won't be long. You'll be the one complaining too, and you'll be in the same shape. Number one, avoid complaining. Number two, avoid criticism tonight. You listen to me tonight. When you get this, you must avoid criticism. You must avoid accepting criticism, and you must avoid giving criticism. Tonight, I want you to know there's negative criticism and there's positive criticism. And I don't know, sometimes in my life, I don't know how to take it. Do you? But I do know this tonight. If you look with me in James chapter number 3 and verse 16 and 17, we're talking about to refrain our tongue or to hold back to have the peace of God in our life. Look at this tonight in James chapter number 3 and verse number 16 tonight. The Bible says tonight, old brother James, he loves to talk about the tongue. And in James chapter number 3 and verse number 16, the Bible says tonight, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But get this tonight. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, than peaceable. So tonight I understand to refrain my tongue and to hold back and don't get into that place where envying and strife is. I'm talking about that peace of God tonight. Do you know tonight if you're going to have peace in your marriage or in your relationship, there's sometimes you got to hold back. Listen to me now. Listen to me for a moment. You can't always complain. And you can't always criticize. If you complain on somebody always, and you always criticize them, it won't be long, they won't be there. Tonight, when we get here, the peace of God. Tonight, when we get to the place, and even though you may be right, I may be right, and that person may be wrong, hey, tonight, you know what? A lot of times, you and I need to just bite my tongue, let that person be wrong, and let God handle it down the road. Tonight, I want you to know the relationships that God has given us is the most important things in our life tonight. That is that key tonight that God's put together. You never know what that relationship is going to be in your life with that individual tonight. So we must refrain our tongue by avoid complaining and by avoid criticism. Get this tonight. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Tonight, I want you to get this tonight. When you get to that place in your life and you get to the place and all you've done is complain and all you've done is criticize, and then you say, Lord God, I've drawn it in the sand. I'm not going to complain no more and I'm not going to criticize no more. You know what tonight? Somebody will notice it. I'd ask, man, this right here, I got on the peace of God. I said, God, how am I going to have peace through this Christmas season? How am I going to have peace? And when I got in the book of Peter tonight, I seen this. And I'm sure this will fit most folks in here. I told Brandy, I said, if it fits, just wear it. Amen? If it fits, just wear it. I told her, I said, you buy the Christmas gifts and wrap them, put them on a tree, and we'll just do it that way. How's that? And I told her the other night, I said, don't you think we might want to cut back a little bit on spending? Well, what was that? Complaining. Tonight, what I want you to understand is tonight, if you're going to have that peace of God in your life tonight, we've got to get to a place in our life that we don't complain. Listen to me tonight. That we don't complain, we don't criticize, and we avoid conversations, get this, that are evil, that are hurtful, and that are of no value. Evil, hurtful, and of no value. Tonight, when we get to that place and we refrain our tongue and we get to that place, look what it says in Colossians chapter number 4 tonight in verse number 6, if you will. Colossians chapter number 4 in verse number 6 tonight. To have that peace of God is to refrain our tongue. Look at this tonight. Colossians chapter number 4 in verse number 6, the Bible says about our tongue tonight. He says this, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. Tonight, when we get that peace of God in our life, and we get that peace, sometimes to get our way, we don't have peace. But I'd rather have peace than have my way. Huh? Preacher, they don't act like me. They ain't doing what I think they should. Listen, the peace of God that passes all understanding. We get to that place in our life. If you want peace in your life, make sure you're refraining that tongue. And I'm a good one to talk this week. But you listen to me tonight. That tongue, when it lashes out, the peace of God goes out with it. It does. You may get your way that time. And you may get prideful. And you may get what you want that time. But that peace of God goes out the window with it. The peace that passes all understanding is when we realize everybody ain't like us. And everybody don't do what we do. And we say, I choose to be peaceful. I choose to be peaceful. Tonight, the second thing he said there, he said, let him refrain his tongue. For what? That he may have peace. Look at the second thing tonight. Look what he says here. Let him. So it's up to us. If we want peace in our life, it'll be up to us tonight. Let him refrain his tongue. But in verse number 11 of 1 Peter chapter number 3, the Bible says, let him eschew evil and do what? And do good. I'll give you this tonight. Let him eschew evil and do good. To eschew evil would be this: to avoid it or to run from it, to get away from it, to have nothing to do with it. Stay away. You say tonight, what is the big deal of doing good? What is the big deal of let him eschew evil, run for evil, and do good? What's the big deal tonight? How am I going to have peace in doing that? The Bible says tonight, remember this, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, right? That's the model of prayer. Thy will be done. Your kingdom come, that peace come. What comes tonight? You say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? Thy will be done. You know what God's will is tonight? It is peace in your life and it's peace in my life. Turn with me tonight, if you will, to Romans chapter number 14 and verse number 17. I want to show you this peace tonight. The peace that the kingdom of God is tonight. When you refrain your tongue and you hold back from saying what you just really want to say sometimes, you won't blow up. Hello? Yeah, listen to me. You won't blow up. You won't blow up. You think you're going to blow up, but you won't. Why? Because there's somebody that lives inside of you greater than you. And he says, when you do my will and you let that peace, and you let that peace this saturate you. What he says tonight in Romans chapter number 14 and verse number 17. We let him refrain his tongue, let him eschew evil and do good. Why? Because that's the kingdom of God. Look what he says tonight. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not this physical stuff that we see that gets us off course, that gets us off kilter this time of year. You know what Satan's wanting to rob you during Christmas? Is your peace. He's wanting December 26th to be here so bad, and you miss December 25th. That's what he wants. He wants us to get caught up in stuff that is not of God. He said the kingdom of God's not meat and drink. Look what he said the kingdom of God is. I love this. But the kingdom of God is righteousness. He said, preacher, I ain't righteous. Oh, yes, you are. You're made righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says my righteousness is filthy rags. It does say that. But you're made righteous in Jesus Christ. He made you righteous. Look at this tonight. Look at this. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace. And peace. Righteousness and peace and joy. You know what, when you got saved, you know what the kingdom of God wanted you to have? He wanted you to have four things. He did. Right here in this verse, he wanted you to have righteousness. He wanted you to have peace. He wanted you to have joy. And he wanted you to have the Holy Ghost. He said these are in the Holy Ghost. Man, I just got to share it with you. When I do have a, what's that called? A temper tantrum? Is that what that's called? Yeah, I'm glad y'all know that word too. When I do have one of them, you know who I'm not letting lead my life? The Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost don't have a temper tantrum. He doesn't have one. The Holy Ghost doesn't have a blow up. The Holy Ghost doesn't have a meltdown. So what does the Holy Ghost do, preacher? The Holy Ghost allows me, because the Bible says no man can tame the tongue. Well, who's going to tame it? Who's going to refrain my tongue? Let him. Let that Holy Ghost refrain your tongue this time of year. And when you do, that kingdom of God is going to show righteousness. It's going to show peace. It's going to show joy. Because the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. Tonight I want to show you this. Let him eschew evil. Get away from evil and do good. Number one, refrain his tongue. Number two, eschew evil and do good, because it's the kingdom of God. But also when we do this, that peace of God, it shows the kindness of God. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter number 12. If you don't mind, Romans chapter number 12. And I want to show you this tonight in verse number 18. Let him refrain his tongue or hold back. Let him eschew evil and do good. Why? Because that's the kingdom of God, and it's to show the kindness of God. Here's what he says. In Romans 12, 18, the Bible says, if it be possible. Now, how do you know it's going to be possible? Who's it going to be up to? It's up to me. Let him. If it's possible, Bible says, if it's possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. I just can't do it, preacher. Now, if it's possible, as much as lieth in you, deep down, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, in verse 19, but rather give place unto wrath, where it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, not your friend, not your family, not your favorite acquaintances, if your enemy. If your enemy hunger, feed him. Whew. Are you serious? Preacher, you don't know. Oh, I don't know. But I know one that does know, and that's God. He said, if you want peace in your life, you'll feed that enemy. It won't be long, he won't be your enemy. Feed him, it won't be long, he won't be your enemy. Look at this. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Verse 21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. He says tonight, in the book of Peter, to have that peace of God tonight. Number one, I'm going to have to watch my tongue. Number two, I'm going to have to eschew evil and do good. What about if everybody else ain't doing it? It don't matter what everybody else is doing. The book says we got to do it. We just got to do it. To have that peace of God. But here's the third thing, and I want to share this with you. Is it enough to hold back your tongue? Is it enough to do good and stay away from evil? Will peace come? It's on its way. It's on its way, but it's not there yet. So what do you mean, preacher? Look with me here. In verse 11, let him seek peace. Let him seek peace. Tonight, I wrote this down. I'm going to share it with you. It's my heart to you tonight. And I'm talking about if you want peace in your life. I'm talking about peace. I'm not talking about today peace and tomorrow turmoil. I'm not talking about peace for 2 days and then turmoil. I'm talking about a stream. I'm talking about a long road of peace. I'm talking about peace. When everything's turmoil around you and everything's just, I mean, it looks like it's doom and gloom, and you can walk right through it with peace. You're going to have to seek it. You're going to have to seek it. You ever want something so bad? You want it. Tonight you'll get peace on ever how bad you want it tonight. He says, let him seek peace. And I wrote this down. It can't, and then I stopped. And for you teachers, you're going to get me on this. I don't know, it's ain't. It can't be always your way. For you to have peace. Now listen, for you, if it's always got to be your way, you will not have peace. If as the pastor of this church, if it's always got to be my way in here, I will never have peace. I won't. Because if it's always got to be my way, it never can be his way. If it's always got to be my way, there'll never be peace because I'll never have room for his way. In my marriage, it can't always be my way. If you ask my wife, she'll probably tell you, he sure thinks it is. But it can't. Listen to me. Wives, women, listen to me. It can't always be your way neither. It can't always be your way. Husbands, it can't always be your way. It can't be. There'll be no peace in that marriage. There'll be no peace in that home. If we come in this church and it was always the pastor's way and it was always this member's way and it was always that member's way, there'd never be no peace in this place. So what do, preacher? I hold back my tongue, right? There's things goes on that I don't like, but you know what I have to do sometimes? Well, my mama always told me this. If you ain't got nothing good to say, say nothing at all. And then when I didn't listen, you know what she'd tell me? I think it's about time you shut your mouth. I said, Mama, but, she said, I done told you. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. It says our tongue. You say, well, that's just the way he is. That's just the way she is. Oh, no, it's deeper than the way they are. It's down in the heart. They have no peace, and they can't hold their tongue, and they can't refrain, and they just lash out. They spit it out. Well, that's just the way they are. They don't really mean to talk that way. They just come around that way. No, it's in the heart. It's in the heart. Why? Because they're not eschewed evil. Good ain't their intention. Good ain't their intention. Folks, peace of God that passes all understanding. He said, you've got to seek it. Let me give you this tonight. Seek that. It can't always be your way. It can't always be my way. And this one right here I wrote down. It's hard for me to write down. I sat in that study and I scribbled it, Brother J.D., and scribbled it back out. I scribbled it again, scribbled it back out. I said, man, I don't want to say that. He said, you say that. So I won't say that. He said, you say that. I'm going to say it. It can't always be your way or my way. Whew. And you can't always be right. To have peace, you can't always be right. If you're always right, you'll never have peace. Have you ever thought about that? If you got it all figured out, and God showed me this week, let him seek peace. If I got it all figured out, I'm as sharp as my maker. Think about this. If I'm always right, I think of myself more than I should. I do. There's got to be a time in my life for that peace to come that I say, Lord God, I'm not always right, but you are. And when I don't know where to go or what to do, I want your peace, your mercy, and your grace to guide me. Let me give you this. When we get to the place where we're always right, and it's always my way, there's three things that shows up. One, self-righteousness. Self-righteousness. Two, self-pride. And three, self-peace. God nowhere in the equation. It was all self. We must let him seek peace. We must hunt for that peace. We must hunger for that peace. And we must humble ourselves for that peace. I wrote this down. Sometimes you're going to have to bite your tongue and just go on if you're ever going to get any peace. Psalm 34:14, the Bible says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. All right, so what are you talking about, preacher? Number one, if you're going to have the peace of God, you're going to refrain your tongue. You got to get away from evil. Show the kindness of God. Seek that peace. And he said you're going to have to pursue it. And that's the same thing in Peter chapter number 3, verse 11. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Or pursue it. Because when you do these things, when you hold back, have you ever fought a fight that wasn't worth fighting? Have you ever done that? And at the end, nobody was a winner. Both sides was a loser. Have you ever been there? Back in school when they'd fight, we'd just say, let them fight it out. They'll quit eventually. But have you ever done that? And neither side was a winner. Tonight, he said, and we must ensue it or we must starve wanting it. He says tonight, the peace will show up. To ensue it, the peace will show up. The peace will take place because you've done what the Word of God said. You've done what the Word of God said. Folks, tonight as a church, we want peace. We strive for what? Peace. Peace. A church that ain't got peace is in turmoil. The Bible says that the Lord's not the author of confusion, so if he's not, we know where it comes from. This time of year that we're in, there's a lot of confusion and there's very little peace. You look around, people are scrambling and trying to get stuff and trying to move and trying to do, and there's very little peace. You say, preacher, where am I going to get my peace from? You're going to get your peace from God. When you get to that place and you really want it and you start seeking it, and you say, Lord God, I've got to have your peace. Tonight, I want to give you one last scripture tonight to carry home with you tonight. Colossians chapter number 3, if you'll turn there with me. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 15. Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 15. And every bit of this was let him. And then we come to Colossians 3:15. And the Bible says in Colossians 3:15, and let. That's up to us. That's up to us as an individual to let. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. In verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Tonight, that peace. When you get to that place in your life, and man, I'm telling you what, it's coming. It's coming. You remember when you first got saved, what kind of peace you had? And as you walk this Christian life, that peace, Satan wants to rob you of that peace. He wants your joy, but he really wants your peace. He wants your peace. He gets you peace, man. You'll be scattered brain. You'll be all over the place if you ain't got no peace. Peace is what will allow you to sit down and relax. And I'm a good one to preach this. Yeah, right. I'm not. But I got to preach what God's given me this week. And I promise you this week that the peace of God is worth it all. Suicide rates up. You know why? Listen to me. You know why? Because there is no peace. Divorce rates up. You know why? Because there is no peace. People don't get divorced for one reason. There's no peace. First thing went's peace. The peace is gone. There's no peace. There's no joy. There's no contentment. People walk out. People walk out of commitments in their life. Why? Because that peace, that joy, there's no commitments to what God has in your life. Folks, tonight, God said His kingdom's this. His kingdom's this. Righteousness, peace, and joy. And you get them by allowing the Holy Ghost to lead in your life. The rest of this week, I'm going to challenge you to do this. No matter what comes up, and you're ready to blow, listen to me. Once it comes out, it ain't coming back. You can say, I'm sorry. You can say whatever. I'm going to use this. Yeah. Boy, eat me up. Last night, we was at the house. And there's one word I do not like. I can't stand it. I don't like to use it. And I don't want it used. And it's shut up. I don't know why. I just can't stand that word. I can't stand shut up. I don't like it. It's disrespectful. It's rude. It's not nice. And last night, I was sitting on the couch, and Brandy and Kaylee, they was having a good time with me. Real good time. And I told Kaylee, I said, shut up. Not really meaning shut up, but I said, shut up. And son, I seen her complexion. And she went quiet. And I said, oh, no. Well, big prideful man that I am, she's my daughter. I ain't got to tell her I'm sorry. I just let it go. And I did. Went to bed last night and said, love you, bug. Love you. Brandy said, are you going to pray and go to bed tonight like that? I said, you bet I am. I rolled over and I said, Lord, I prayed. And I got up this morning and 5:30, drunk that cup of coffee. Open that Bible. Woo! Open that Bible. The only thing I can, I don't know if it's written in the Bible, the only thing I can say was shut up in that Bible. And I got to reading that scripture that I've been studying this week where it said, refrain your tongue. I've been studying that since Monday. This is Wednesday. What's going on? What I'm preaching on, I was doing. She got up, and the Lord told me, tell her you're sorry. Nah, I ain't going to do that. Be all right. So you be careful going to school. Don't you speed. Love you. Love you, Daddy. I got to reading that book more and more and more and more and more and more and more. More and more and more. I opened that phone up, hit Brandy and Kaylee, because see, Brandy was there and heard it. See, I'm not above y'all. Listen to me. I'm human and you are too. There's one thing being human, there's something else being humble. Listen to me. And you know this, you know I'm talking to somebody in here this afternoon. I got that phone out and I texted on there. I'm sorry for telling you to shut up. I love y'all. Love you. More stuff. And I sat there. He said, why don't you just hit the button and send it? I said, man, something so simple, I'm making so hard. I'm her daddy. I ain't got to apologize. It's with my mind. But in my heart, that Holy Ghost, are you kidding me? You do the same thing. You battle this. You battle this, that I'm always right and I'm never wrong. I battle this. You do too. Married couples in this house, you battle it. I don't know what you battled over, but there comes times you're right and you're wrong. And man, I got sitting there and I just sent it. I said, Lord, thank you. Man, when I hit the sent button, I didn't ask God to forgive me. That wasn't good enough. The one I hurt, I hadn't asked. And when I hit the send button, Brandy was the first one keyed back. That Holy Ghost done got you early this morning, didn't it? And what I wrote down on this paper, I just took a picture and sent it right back to her. I said, before I complain, and before I criticize, and before I let my conversation get to where it don't need to be, I need to make sure that I refrain my tongue. I eschew evil, and I do good, even to my family. Don't you take for granted your family. If I'll talk to her that way, I'll talk to the next person that way eventually. If you'll talk to your family that way, you'll talk to somebody else that way eventually. Well, it was just for fun. It don't matter. It ain't supposed to be fun. I got to refrain my tongue. I got to eschew that evil. Get away from it. I got to seek peace. You see, there had been no peace. She'd have come home and still not talked to me. Y'all women, I know. I got a wife that can go 4 weeks and not say a word, son. I didn't get an amen there, but y'all do too. I mean, we can't hold it in. We'll get back to talking like everything's okay. That woman won't, son. She'll. You're like, baby, you okay? Does your car need gas? Need a new haircut? But listen, none of that makes peace. You know what makes peace is when you seek it and you humble and you ensue it. And you say, Lord God, I know I was wrong and I want peace. When you walk out of here tonight, if you know in your life tonight and in your mind, you know. You say, man, I know why I ain't got peace. I know why on the inside I don't have no peace. Tonight, if you'll make it right with God, he'll make it right with you. But it said, let him. And it's up to us. If you have no peace tonight, when you get home tonight and you get to that bedside, you make sure you find all that peace you need. You make sure of that tonight. Today's the 15th. We got 10 days to Christmas. To Christmas morning. Man, I want to have peace for 10 more days, don't you? I want to be right where God would have me to be. Let us pray. Father, I love you. I thank you for life application that you put in my life. Lord, as I studied this Monday and Tuesday and Father, last night it come alive in my life. I don't know why you do that sometimes and you show me illustration, but you do. And Father, it's the simple things. The one I tell every day I love. The one I wouldn't let nobody hurt. The one I wouldn't let nobody talk that way to. Father, I found myself talking that way. And Lord, tonight there may be somebody in here that feels the same way. The one I love, the one I'd never treat that way, I treat that way. Lord, I know this. As soon as I said that last night, that peace went out. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name, if there's somebody that needs peace tonight, I pray they make it with you tonight, and I pray they make it right wherever it is. Father, the greatest time of the year, the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without the birth, there'd be no crucifixion. Without the birth, there'd be no burial. Without the birth, there'd be no resurrection. And without the birth, there'd be no salvation. I pray tonight, Lord God, that we don't overlook the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I speak peace tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's gather.